Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Empowerment Zone. My name is Reggie McLaughlin. I am the community liaison for My Independence at Home. If you or your loved one are in need of home care, please call 215-776-7413, 215-776-7413.
And my name is Brianna Timmons. I am the recruiting and marketing coordinator for My Independence at Home. And if you or someone you know is looking to become a quality, compassionate caregiver, please give us a call at 215-921-2277. You can also visit our website, www.myiah.org, and apply under our careers tab. And every Wednesday, you can come into the office located at 1 Winding Drive, Monroe Building, Suite 101, Philadelphia, PA 19139, in order to do an open interview with us.
Brianna, what are some of the perks you get when you're employed with My Independence at Home?
You get paid time off, you get sick pay, you get weekly pay. We have a 401k match, health and dental.
And do you have to bring a client with you, or does My Independence at Home have clients for you or participants?
We have participants.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Again, 215-921-2277. And we're live here with Miss Robin Maddox. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Thank you, Reggie. Thank you, Brianna. It's a pleasure to be with the both of you on this amazing Thursday.
It is a nice day.
A week before Thanksgiving. We have so much to be thankful for, don't we, Reggie? Don't we, Brianna?
So much to be thankful for. Yes. Don't know what I'm doing. I can't believe it's already 7 days away.
I'm at my in-laws this Thanksgiving. It's the first time in years that we didn't have Thanksgiving dinner at my house.
That's good.
Oh, that's wonderful. So what are you making?
I'm making my way over to my in-laws.
What are you bringing?
I'm bringing me.
Okay. Gobble, gobble.
Okay, just tell us very quickly a little about yourself, and then we'll go to the phones.
Okay, so as I was introduced, my name is Robin Shy Maddox, and I am the founder and visionary and CEO, president of Celebrating Sisterhood and our amazing She Shines conference that we just had 2 Saturdays ago.
Yes, and we were there.
Yes.
It was amazing. It was very well put together. And lots of people. But we have a young lady, Jen Edmonds, on the line. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Hi, Jen.
Hey, Robin. Hi, everybody. How are you this Thursday?
We're doing good. Thank you for calling in.
Tell us about your experience with the She Shine Convention.
Well, I was charged with being the volunteer coordinator. This is my second year doing it. And I keep on stepping up and volunteering because it's such a good time. There's a lot of moving parts, of course, and we couldn't pull this all together without the help of so many generous people that are generous with their time and their efforts. So we had some really good people step up as volunteers to help us make this conference an enjoyable event.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, Jen did a really great job stepping up as the volunteer coordinator. Now, she mentioned, as you both know, there's a lot of moving parts when you're planning a conference. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot to be said about volunteers. You know, it's a lot to be said. And so we were really grateful to have the caliber of people who said, signed on and said, yes, you know, I would be a part of this. And they, volunteers really not, they really don't get the recognition as much, but they are recognized. At least we recognize them and we appreciate them for their time and their talent, you know, and, you know, from early morning to late afternoon.
Well, Jen,
it's
you said
a long, long day. Very long time.
I know someone helped me because I had Brianna and I had some things to bring in, and they got their cart for us, and we actually donated food.
Yes. Thank you, yes, my
very much independence at home.
Oh, I was waiting for her to finish, yes. And I do want to say to our radio audience, our listening audience, that I am, and we are so indebted and grateful for the My At Home Independence at
My
Home.
My Independence at Home.
Right? For their generosity and their support and making this conference, you know, what it was, a success.
Well, it was a pleasure participating and donating, because we all have to, I think we have to stick together and help one another.
Absolutely.
And there were hundreds of people at the She Shine event. I was amazed. The people were coming in droves there. And also there was a lot of vendors there.
Yes.
So I think it was done very nice. What do you think, Bree?
Yes, I think it was a beautiful conference. We had art vendors and clothing vendors and jewelry vendors. Mm-hmm. It was just a lot of resources, a lot of opportunity to meet new people and to grow, and just a lot of conversations. The conversations were great. The panels were great. All of the knowledge that was giving out at the conference was amazing. And you can tell that everyone who was there was excited to be there. They are looking forward to when the next one will be. And it is always a joy working with you, Robin.
Oh, thank you.
I enjoyed myself.
Thank you so much.
I know, Miss Edmonds, you have to jump off the line, but I want to thank you so much for calling the Empowerment Zone.
You are quite welcome. And anytime, Robin, you need me to come step up for you, I surely will.
Oh, I'm going to take you at your word. You heard it live.
You can't go back from that, Jen.
No, I said it on purpose.
Thank you again for calling.
Thanks, Jen.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys.
You as well.
Thank you.
And we have on the line Miss Matilda Jordan.
Melita.
Melita Jordan. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Hi, Melita. How are you?
I'm fine, Robin. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for calling. And I'm here with both Mr. Reggie McLaughlin and Brianna from My Independence at Home.
Yes.
Yeah, I got it right, Melita. I got it right.
You got it correct.
Yes, I got it correct, indeed. And I would like to share with a listening audience, just to talk about your role, your participation at our fourth annual She Shines Conference. So would you like to share with the audience about your role and your experience? This is your first time, correct?
Yes, this was my first time participating.
Okay, yes, we do have on the line also. We have Ms. Blondell Reynolds Brown.
Yes.
Welcome.
Blondell?
Yes.
Hi, welcome. And we have both you and Melita on the line together.
Jackpot.
Yes. We
Good
were
afternoon, my friend.
Yes.
How are you doing, my dear friend?
Well, I'm well, my dear friend. Yeah, we were just talking about, recapping about the conference. And I want to say publicly to the both of you and Judge Brinkley as well, my sincere thanks and gratitude for you all supporting this mission, this ministry, you know, to empower and to inspire and to offer hope to women. And so I would just like, you know, I'm here with, as I mentioned, with Reggie McLaughlin and with Brianna from My Independence at Home, who were one of our sponsors. And just to hear your experience and your participation at our She Shines Conference. So, Blondell, I'm going to defer to you first.
Okay. Well, first of all, I need to say thank you to you for your vision and recognizing the value of bringing women together from across the spectrum, stay-at-home moms to CEOs who are running their own entrepreneurial businesses, nonprofit organizations, medical professionals like my peer panelist, Melita Jacqueline Jordan. For me, it was enriching. I was delighted to be asked and thrilled that Janice Brinkley, who really pulled the three of us together to again be in an experience for women, by women, about women, lifting up women, celebrating women. It was that the entire several hours that we were there.
Wonderful. Thank you. And Melita?
I just want to say thank you also, enjoying the chorus of what Blondell Reynolds Brown just said. It was indeed a pleasure to be there, and I have to admit that I had been out of the state and the city for more than 2.5 years and just returned from Michigan, where I served as the Director for Health, Human, and Veteran Services and Public Health, leading them out of the pandemic. So I am a provider, certified nurse midwife by profession, and advanced practice nurse. So this was an absolute wonderful conference, bringing women together, as well as really providing lots of information, as Blondell just said, but also the resources. And so I got a chance to walk around a little bit before we started our own presentation. And again, the vendors, the information, lots of information that was being shared by a number of nonprofit organizations. And again, recognizing that this was a tremendous, tremendous feat for you and your supporters to put on such a wonderful conference for women, families, and the community, to give them the exposure to such vital information as it related to not only healthcare, but also related to the resources and social services that were there. I spoke on mindfulness. And again, as you well know, we have many, many issues within our community and across this country as it relates to mental health. And actually, loneliness is a public health crisis at the moment that has been documented by the United States Surgeon General. And so we got an opportunity to share with women some activities in terms of how to relax, how to find time to be able to focus on themselves and their breathing, as well as activities to help just to center themselves throughout the day. So with that, I'll stop and let Blondell join in as well.
So for your listening audience, one thing I'm very... I pay a lot of attention to is the breadth and depth of the workshop. And I want to commend you and your planning team, because I fully recognize having done this type of experience, or organized this type of experience while in city council, it takes an enormous amount of planning and committed, devoted volunteers who come together on a regular basis to craft a richly diverse mix of workshops. And so I say all of that to say I want to commend you on the topic and the breadth of women, as I said, from all backgrounds who served as panelists. That simply deepens the richness and the information, but the value simply being this, the value simply being in the mix of that kind of experience. And what I was highly impressed with and really celebrate were the entrepreneurs that were there. To lift up women and minority-owned businesses in. Because the playing field yet in Philadelphia is not level. That's a story for another day and part of my soapbox. So I just get so excited. And actually, I get inspired by women entrepreneurs who take the leap and sell their garments, their products, their ideas to those of us who want to support them financially, because that too is another way of just earning a living. So again, I commend you for recognizing that having women entrepreneurs on site to promote themselves has great value as well.
Thank you so much. And speaking of entrepreneur, and you did mention that you served in city council for so many years here in Philadelphia, and the lives that you impacted from the little babies up until, you know, the seniors. And so I want to take this moment just to say thank you for serving our city as our a former city councilwoman. You have done and you served well. So Councilwoman Blondell Reynolds Browns. I just want to thank you. And speaking of, as you mentioned, the entrepreneurs, and it was very important for us in planning this conference and this being our fourth, that we will provide opportunities for our nonprofit organizations, but also for those in who are entrepreneurs and, you know, selling their products and giving them that exposure. That was so important. Yes. To me. And I, before I forget, I don't know if I know perhaps Blondell Melita is aware, but for the listening audience, how this whole conference came about was because I was diagnosed in 2018 with breast cancer. And I was literally laying on my bed of affliction. I didn't know if I was going to live the next moment or not. And that was in 2018. I remember praying and coming to a resolve and saying, you know, God, if you take me home, okay, it's a win. If you have me remain here on earth, it's a win, because I know there's work for me to do. And I recall so, it's so clear to me when God spoke to my heart as I was praying. He said, nope, you're going to live and not die to show forth my glory and my love that I have for my people, especially women. And I'm going to use this pain that you're going through, and you will know without a shadow of a doubt your purpose. And your purpose, you're called to serve women and to uplift women. And you're within that purpose. With that purpose, I'm going to create a platform for you to stand on, but to bring other women with you to stand on, to empower, to inspire, and to offer hope. Now, that's when I was on my deathbed, on my back. And so can you imagine being on your back and can't even get to the bathroom, but God tells you, no, this is the plan I have for you, and that you just continue to trust me and have faith. And in 2019, as I was still recovering, Blondell, as I was still receiving the treatment, Melita, God made a way for me with the support and the love and the commission of my dad, the late Reverend Dr. Robert P. Shine, to say, God has a purpose for you, and you're going to do it. And there, 2018, and now here we are 4 years later. It's amazing. It's amazing.
That's a wonderful testimony. And it goes to show what Jeremiah 29:11 says, because God says, I have a plan for you.
Plan for you.
Yes.
That's right. And that's one of my favorite verses. And I remember when I first met you, Robin, and we came into contact, and then you shared when I was leaving the city shortly thereafter. Mm-hmm. But again, he's done great things through you, and he's given you that platform. But oftentimes, he do sometimes have to lay us down.
Yes.
He has to lay us down in order to get the message to us.
Yes.
And he does it in many, many different ways. But I tell you, he's using you in a mighty way, a mighty, mighty way.
Thank you so much, ladies, for joining us. And I do want to mention before we log off here at this time, congratulations to you, Councilwoman Reynolds Brown, for, should I give it away or what you want to talk about it, what you're doing now, your next?
Well, you can certainly announce it, and I'll remain prayerful that this time next year, come November the 9th, I think it is, November the 9th, 2024, I have had the privilege, the honor, and the opportunity to return to your She Shines conference as a published author. As a published author. My prayer is that I'm supposed to upload my transcript by December 1. And then, according to the publisher, who, by the way, happens to be Shirley Ralph Publisher, tells me that it'll be 6 to 8 months once it gets online, mm-hmm. with all the publishing steps that it goes through. And so walking on a tightrope backwards and high heels blindfolded will be formally presented to your audience next November 9th, 2024. God willing.
And what you do, we'll interview you. And I guess you're going to have a book signing, I'm sure.
Yes, many of them, God willing.
So, and we would like to be a part of that also.
Thank you. I will add you to my list. I certainly will. There's it's been a journey. I started doing it during COVID when we all were all shut in and trying to figure out how we're going to continue to try to be productive in the workspaces that we're in. And to use Melita's analogy, I went through a firestorm at a moment in my career, and someone said to me, you have setbacks, but they're set up for comebacks. So that book is a reflection of my 20 years in city council and my testimony that the God will bring you through if you remain faithful and mindful that it's only a season that you are enduring.
Yes.
Well, I just want to let you guys know before you leave that you can actually download this tape. You can download the tape. We'll give you the information 15 minutes after the show. And also it's going to play tonight from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. And then we have a internet radio show that will play on Monday. Oh, and one more bonus to that. We're going to repeat this show next week. So, ladies, I want to thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, ladies.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Empowerment Zone. My name is Reggie McLaughlin. I'm the community liaison for My Independence at Home. If you or your loved one are in need of home care, please dial 215-921-2277. Quality, compassionate home care. If you know of anyone that would say, hey, listen, I'm not satisfied with my agency, tell them about My Independence at Home, 215-921-2277.
My name is Brianna Timmons. I am recruiting and marketing for My Independence at Home. If you or someone you know is looking to become a quality, compassionate caregiver, please give us a call today, 215-921-2277. You can also visit our website, www.myiah.org, or you can come into our office every Wednesday, One Winding Drive, Monroe Building, Suite 101, Philadelphia, PA 19139 for our open interviews.
Again, we have Ms. Robin Maddox here. What is your position with SheShine?
I'm the visionary, the convener, you know, the hostess, you know. That's me, just the visionary for this conference.
Now, if women wanted to get in touch with you, wanted to be uplifted, is there a way that they can reach out to you?
Oh, absolutely. They can contact me. Let me give the email address first. And it's simply Celebrating Sisterhood. That's the name of our nonprofit organization. So Celebrating Sisterhood with the number 1@gmail.com. Also, folks can contact me by cell at 267-328-4592. That's our business line. Feel free to contact us on our business line, email, and then, of course, social media, right? I have my own Facebook page, Robin Shine Maddox, which is connected to Celebrating Sisterhood, which is also connected to She Shines Conference. So we're on social media. We are, like I mentioned, and then they can also call us by phone, 267-328-4592, or by email, celebratingsisterhood1@gmail.com.
Okay, again, we're going to go back to the phones, and I don't want to mess this caller's name up.
Lavinita Quince and Nikki Bagby.
Okay, we want to do them both at the same time?
Yeah, let's do them both at the same time.
Ladies, welcome to...
One call drop.
Nikki, okay. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
How are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I think we're going to get Lavinita. We get her back.
Yeah, okay, she's back.
She's
back. You want to put her on?
Yes, we could put her on also. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone, Ms. Quincy.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Hey, Robin, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I can't complain, all as well.
Great. And Nikki, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to have Reggie take over and maybe ask some questions about your your experience with the She Shines Conference.
Okay, well, you already asked a question, so why? Let me make it official. What is your experience with the She Shine Conference?
So now, who are we going to go first? Are we going to have Lavanita or are we going to have Nikki?
Let's Lavanita. She's been holding the longest.
Okay.
Oh, well, thank you. I really enjoyed the conference, if I do say so myself. I'm a church baby, so I have been to many conferences and have volunteered and helped to plan. But I really felt like this conference was special. I really liked the diversity of topics that were there and all of the vendors. You could have really, really just, you know, broke the bank at all of the vendors and the good things that they had there. What I did like was there was not a feel that one person is more important than the other. So even the speakers were very humble. You didn't have the potentates in there because they were speakers, but just a very comfortable conference to attend. And I enjoy being there and also volunteering. So Ms. Robin put me to work, which I had no problem doing. I was happy to do it.
Okay, thank you for that. And Nikki, can you tell us your experience at the She Shine Conference?
Oh, it was an amazing experience. This is not my first time I've been there. I know Robin, who is an advocate, a leader, an influencer, and she, everything that she does permeates, you know, help support health and wellness and just supporting people in their best. The best person they can be. So for me, it was just an amazing opportunity to pray with people, to sit in workshops and hear so many great things about who we are as women, how to connect, how to advocate, how to literally celebrate sisterhood in a way that we can leverage our experiences and connect at a very, very, you know, holistic, pure, transparent way. So it really helped me to really add value to who I am as a leader, to who I am as a person that advocates as well. So it was just an amazing place and space to be and to be empowered through the work and through all of the things that Robin has done and the people that she brought in there to help support us.
And I want those who are listening to know that Nikki was one of several who was with me from the very beginning, 2018 and 2019, for our first inaugural She Shines Conference. I thought, this would just be one and done, but as you see now, we're 4 years in, but Nikki was there from the very beginning. And so, you know, again, I appreciate when you have folks, Brianna and Reggie, who are, they see the vision, right? And they embrace it as if it's their own, mm-hmm. right? To serve the people, in this case, to serve the women. And so, Nikki, I just want to say thank you so much for your support and for your prayers as well, and your engagement. And to Lavanita came in. I don't know where she came from. It was like she just dropped from heaven and like, here I am. And she just did an amazing job. And it's so important. And I know that Nikki can relate to this when there are people who will come around you and lift the burdens and the weight so that you can focus on exactly what you need to focus on and take care and manage and put out fires the whole nine yards. And Lavanita was that person. And as a matter of fact, I was introduced to her by way of Jennifer, who was on earlier on the show. And so I'm so, so grateful. I didn't even have time to vet her. You know how sometimes we need to, and we do need to do our due diligence. But her spirit, her attitude, you know, her demeanor, she just came right in, saw the need, and just did what she does best, you know. So I am so appreciative of people like Nikki, like Lavanita, and the many others who are part of the planning team. We couldn't have done it without them. Really, I know I couldn't. And so we're excited about next year.
You know, there's one thing I did not like. About this one thing I did not like.
What is it?
They made me move. Oh no, Brianna! They made me move my car. I was parked illegally. They made me move. Brianna had her car parked illegally, and they let her stay.
Haters. My car.
Yeah, ladies, y'all hear this?
My car was parked out front in a nice spot, okay? Reggie pulled up in somebody's plant, okay? Oh, he was in the flower pots, okay?
Oh,
so that's
Lord.
Why he had to move. I was right in front of the door.
I think they're man haters there.
They didn't know you was the man in that car.
They don't know I was a man?
How did they know that was your car? They didn't. The people said move the car didn't know you was in it.
But did we serve you well? Were we hospitable when you walked in?
Yes.
Tell the truth, shame the devil.
Yes, you did.
You a dolly and everything.
Okay, Brie.
So, ladies, let me ask you this question. What would you like to see in the future as we continue to plan celebrating sisterhood, our conference, and leading up to our conference? Because you guys were mingling with so many, both the worker bees as well as the attendees. This is a twofold question. What are some of the needs that perhaps you identified or that was expressed? Some of the comments. Let's start with Nikki.
I'm sorry, I kept it on mute to make sure I wasn't having any noise in the background. So for me, I think it was really well planned. I think that there were places and spaces that people could address some of the mental health, because you had a lot of amazing mental health people there. But I realized that, supporting the leaders, right? So mm-hmm. oftentimes I feel like there are so many places and spaces that we just help people overall. Have these workshops. But I think that, kind of narrowing in on celebrating as well as supporting those who are in leadership, specifically over more than two or three people, but who sit in these spaces where it's very difficult for people who hold that leadership position to feel vulnerable or feel like you've fallen apart, because so many people's eyes, right, are always on you, and they look at you in a way, not that they're waiting for you to fail, but if something happened to you, what in the world are we going to do, type of thing, right?
Right.
So something like that, and I'm actually putting something together on a national level that we're doing that we're going to bring these women from all over the country to support, right? Mm-hmm. How do we lift up the leaders? So I think kind of having things specifically for women like yourself, Robin, that need to uphold them, because I find that it can be a very lonely place sometimes.
Mm.
So I think maybe just if we had to do everything, and everything you've done is great, but I think that there's also a space for all those people who are on the panels, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the people who are leading the workshop, how do we minister to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So. And creating transparency, a place where they can feel that vulnerability. Because we always talk about men in that space, and it's true, but women have those spaces too, especially women who hold these influences. Not that people are better than each other, but there is another level of accountability when you're in the limelight. So that's it. That's it for me.
Lavanita?
Wow, she just blew me away there. I agree wholeheartedly with that. What I would like to see is really pre the conference, right, is to really communicate that the conference is coming, but that it's not just your usual women's conference.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because there's so much more that's being offered than a regular service or a regular lunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that it really is a 360 type of environment where most aspects of your life, because of the workshops and because of the different presenters, there's an opportunity for those things to be addressed. And I think that's important because, again, as a church baby, we know what a women's conference is in our mind. We're going to put on our cute outfit. The organ's going to tune up. We're going to jump and shout and cry and snot and go home, right? But it's so much more than that. And I think that should be communicated so that more women will come and take advantage of everything that's being offered there.
Yeah, I thank you. Thank you to both of you for sharing that, because we want to grow, and not just the organization, but in terms of as individuals, as humans, right? We always look for opportunities, or we should look for opportunities to grow, to learn, to develop, to mature, and at the same time, and with all of that, to take care of ourselves, right? Our mental health, our physical health, our financial health, to keep that all in mind. And I think it was Nikki was talking about perhaps some time, and I like that idea. It's like almost like train a trainer, but it's not really training. It's just having those who are leaders, especially women, and providing an opportunity for them to, if you will, woosah, exhale, and to exchange and share their experience. And I know I'm just grateful for my independence at home for allowing us this opportunity to be on the air. And, you know, the organization, the business is founded by a woman.
Yes, that's correct. It's
yes.
Lisa Robinson's our CEO, mm-hmm. had a stroke in her 30s and was paralyzed on the left side of her body. She had to learn to walk, talk, and use her limbs, mm-hmm. hands again. And that's the birth of my independence at home. We've been in business for 10 years. And you know, we just celebrating our 10-year. Now, 10-year, we celebrate our 10-year anniversary. We're celebrating the whole year, but... Mm-hmm. But Brianna,
this is our 10th year. Business.
What did you get out of the She Shine convention?
Reggie, I worked the convention.
What did you get out of it? I mean, did you have any connections?
Reggie, I worked the convention. So I was at my table passing out.
I love this conversation.
Things.
Conference. First of all, conference. But I like, did you ladies hear that? Reggie kept calling it a convention.
A convention.
Okay, listen. Next year, call it a convention.
Oh, ladies, Nikki.
But you know,
I got you. I hear you. Maybe that's prophetic.
She just tried to come back to me. That's a comeback. That's a radio comeback is what it is. She's over there smiling. So now I know
she
you
was got, working. She, you guys had a table.
I was working also, but
oh my goodness.
Right, but
a
we
lot
didn't
of people.
Get to sit and listen to the panels.
But we got to network. We got some nice.
Yes. We got out of this event, but we got out of all of them. We networked. We met great people.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we got a lot of information, a lot of business cards, and we passed out a lot of bags.
A lot of bags, yes.
Thank you.
You know what I think next year? You should invite me to be a presenter.
What are you going to talk about? To the women. What you got to say to
Well, I'm
women?
Married, so you don't have to worry about that part.
But wait a
what
minute.
Do
wait,
you have to
I'm
say?
Gonna tell,
what are you going to teach them?
May I finish, please?
Yes.
Okay. We are in home care. Mm-hmm. And when you have leaders take back information. There are seniors and adults out there that need home care and don't know how to get it. Mm-hmm. And that's my expertise. So if we have a convention at your...
Conference.
No,
your
it's
conference.
A convention now.
Convention.
It's a convention now.
I could speak to... some of the leaders, because I do this now. I talk to no less than 200 seniors and adults with disabilities.
I love it.
How to get home care.
I love that idea. I really do. And speaking of which, at our conference, soon to be convention, but at our conference, I don't know if you noticed, but we had a workshop and we have, Nikki, I think we're correct, every year, maybe not last year, I'd have to look back, but we offer a workshop and it's comprised of men. And this year's workshop was called, you ready for this? And no one can take this. This came straight from Celebrating Sisterhood, She Shines. The workshop was entitled The Mail Room. Get it?
Yeah.
The Mail Room. And it's the power, the strength, the power, and the rising of women. And we had an all-male panel facilitated by, oh my gosh, she's going to kill me, WRD, Andrea Lawful. And from what I heard, it was amazing. We had some dynamic men, of course, Senator Vincent Hughes. We had T.W. Suggs. We also had Ray Jones. And we had Morgan Wilson engaged in a conversation about the power, the strength, and the rise of a woman. And the workshop title was The Mail Room. Oh, I loved it.
You're going to be in the mail room next year, Reg?
See, you can be in the mail room.
I can be in the mail room?
Yeah, I think you can be in the mail. You can be part of, yes, yes. And well, you got to do two. The mail room, but you also, because I like that about seniors, home care, health care, the whole senior kit and caboodle. Because you're absolutely right, all jokes aside, many of us, including myself now, where we are caregivers. And that's a whole nother workshop conversation that I'm going to put it out there that I think we should have that conversation.
Now, you referred someone to My Independence at Home. You remember that?
I probably did.
We sat down and talked last week.
Listen, so much was going on last week. That was off the hills.
And I was on the phone with you for about a half an hour?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, yes. It was 2 hours.
Two hours. But you see how the process with home care, people don't realize what's out there.
Yes. And, you know, we need to have more conversations about that. We really do. But we could talk offline about that.
Yes.
Lavanita and Nikki, do you have any parting words, anything that you ladies would like to say? But before you do, I do want to say thank you to all of our sponsors. Can I say that?
Yes, well,
I said, oh, my dear heavens, we have some amazing sponsors, and we look forward to them partnering with us again. We had just a few new ones, but we had some returning ones. So that says a lot. At least that says a lot to me. And we're also looking for more additional sponsors too, so that we can do this work, right? And, you know, this will be one of Philly's premier women's empowerment conference, soon to be convention?
Let me have some parking. That's all I want, my own parking.
Oh, you want parking? Lavanita, what do you want to say to Reggie about his parking? Now, I'm quite sure Lavanita.
I don't have nothing to say to him about his parking.
it was probably Lavanita who saw you driving up and said, oh, we're not going to have this. And have security. That was her. That was her. I'm telling you, she was on it.
Lavanita was the one who told you to move.
They made me move twice, Brianna.
Lavanita, thank you, sis. Thank you. You were on your job. Thank you. Do you have any parting words, Lavanita?
Well, one, thank you for asking me to come on and give my 2 cents. And honestly, it was a wonderful conference. And I look forward to next year. Or, I'm sorry, convention. Yeah, and I look forward to next year.
Lord Jesus. You hear that, Nikki? Convention. Uh-oh. Nikki, have anything you would like to say?
No, I just thank God for this opportunity to help to empower, to strengthen and renew the women and the men who were there, from the vendors to the people who were helping, to the speakers, to, of course, yourself, which is a great visionary. And my prayer is that you continue to allow God to take this to another level, because it helps strengthen those who are here who love the Lord. Mm-hmm. And it shows who may not know them that there is a way that God is moving in his body to create this amazing empowerment in this space that just gives us opportunity to keep growing and becoming stronger. So we thank you.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Lavanita, for joining us today and being part. Oh, we have someone else.
Ladies, I want to thank you for this segment. Again, we'll give you instructions on how to download the show. It'll be played tonight at 8 to 9 on the same station, and then Monday it will play on another station, and then we'll repeat the whole show next week. So thank you, ladies.
Before we take our next caller, I want to mention, Melita just texted me, and she knows this is near and dear to my heart. Melita Jordan, who we had on earlier, she wanted everyone to know that she is on social media, on Facebook, Melita, M-E-L-I-T-A Jordan, and that she is She states that she is leading in second place, get this, for the National Breast Cancer Foundation campaign. Now, you know, that's near to my heart, right? That's me. And I want to put that out there. And so, of course, her goal is to reach first place. And so I'm going to do all what I can to support her in this effort, in this initiative. We know what breast cancer has done and what it continues to do, especially to those in our in our communities, Black and brown communities. And so I would be remiss if I didn't mention, as I stated earlier, about how we got to this place with the She Shines Conference. And through all of that, I currently serve on the board of directors for the Pennsylvania State, the Pennsylvania Breast Cancer Coalition. And so it's an honor. And then I state this humbly. But just a couple of weeks ago, I was honored by our very own Governor Shapiro and his wife and the Pennsylvania Commission on Women. And I received an award for the work that I have been doing and will continue to do to empower women, and especially those who are diagnosed and survivors of breast cancer. That was truly an honor. And I was really shocked about that. I was surprised. And so it was a honor to go to Harrisburg, to the governor's mansion.
Awesome.
To receive that award. So you never know who's watching.
Absolutely.
That's what I want to say. You never know who is watching. And so, Melita, kudos to you. And I think we have someone else.
Yes. This show is brought to you by My Independence at Home. If you or your loved one are in need of home care, 215-921-2277. That's 215-921-2277.
And my name is Brianna Timmons. If you or someone you know is looking to become a quality, compassionate caregiver, please give us a call at 215-921-2277 or visit our website at www.myiah.org.
And we have our last caller. This is Lauren. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Thank you.
Hi, Lauren.
Hello, everyone.
How are you, Lauren Medley?
I am doing fine on this marvelous Thursday afternoon.
Oh.
How are you all doing?
Oh, well, I'm doing well. Reggie is just acting up as usual, Reggie McLaurin, and Brianna and I trying to hold it down, just hold it down. But listen, first of all, I want to say thank you to you, Lauren, for your support, your 50,000,000 texts that you were sending me while planning the She Shines Conference. And so, but seriously, thank you for calling in. And we just want to kind of get a feel from, we just randomly selected some folks to come on the air to talk about their experience regarding the She Shines Conference, which occurred on Saturday, November 4th. And what was your expectations met, or you didn't have any? Were you pleasantly surprised? Were you like, oh my gosh, why am I here? But, you know, so just share with the listening audience about your experience and who you are and what you do. You know, who you represent. You can say I represent myself. But, you know, just share with the listening audience about your experience attending the She Shines Conference.
Okay, guys, my name is Lauren, and I am coming representing not only myself, but by way of Ebenezer Baptist Church and a good friend and a supporter of my friend, Ms. Robin Maddox. And she afforded me the opportunity to come and share for a first-timer in her conference. And what I can say to you all is that it was really a blessing. I had an opportunity not only to hear from the facilitators, in addition to stopping by the vendor tables and just meeting so many other people that were there. I have to say that I was truly blessed. I didn't know what to expect. I've been to many conferences before. And as she stated, I sent her many, many texts prior to the event even happening. And so I knew that I was going to be in for a treat. I just didn't know what that would have been.
And so my experience there was very, very great. Not only was I blessed by the event, but I had opportunity to also build a relationship and talk to some of the other vendors that I might not have had the opportunity to meet in addition to the facilitators. Mm. And so I was blessed all the way around. Did it exceed my expectation? Yes, it did. Not only did I have the opportunity to experience this myself, but I also was able to bring some students along with me who she afforded the opportunity to have some experience with blessing the members there with getting their blood pressure checked. And when I tell you, those students were blessed beyond measure. They were so excited. They had such a great time. And truly, truly, we hope that we are invited to come back again on next year. And it really, really blessed our hearts. And we're still talking about it until today. So kudos to you, Robin. You did an awesome job. Again, all of those we came in contact with were very pleasant, very nice. Everyone was like kind and talking to you, whether they knew you or they didn't know you. So you didn't feel uncomfortable in any portion of the experience, at least for me, and neither did my students. Even though, you know, we kind of not only did blood pressures, but we also walked around and visited the vendors as well. And they did some other miscellaneous things that were asked of them to do with no problem at all. And so we were really blessed and glad that we could be a blessing to you on that day to make your conference not only great for your participants, but great for us as well. And I thank you for that.
Thank you, Lauren. And One of the couple of things that you mentioned that I want to highlight is the fact that I am so grateful for you and what you offered and helped us with. And that was, I did not mention that our conference, as well as our Celebrating Sisterhood, our nonprofit, we focus on health, wellness, and safety. We focus on civic engagement and voting rights. And then we also focus on spiritual enrichment. And so when you responded back and said that you have some students who you would like to bring and to do blood pressure checks and everything, I was outdone, because that was a need that I've been praying about and you know, speaking to, you know, several people to do blood pressure checks. And when you came in with all those young adults and, you know, those students in uniform and came right in ready to work and to help out, I was amazed. And the feedback, again, from some of the attendees who reached out to me, they were so glad that we had on site nurses, and nursing students to actually, you know, check their blood pressure. That was amazing. And so I just want to say thank you. I do have to wrap up at this time. They're giving me the good fingers, right? 3 minutes left to wrap it up. And so I just want to say to you, Lauren, thank you. And we look forward to working with you in the coming months ahead. And I promise you, I won't put a lot on you because I know you have your wife and a mom and a family, a first lady, and also the structure. So I just want to thank you once again, my friend, for attending and supporting our efforts, our mission, our ministry, what God has given us. So thank you again, Lauren. And I'm going to turn it back over to Reggie and Brianna.
Thank you for calling in, Lauren. Thank you for calling the Empowerment Zone. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the Empowerment Zone is brought to you by My Independence at Home. If you and your loved one are in need of home care, 215-921-2277. At My Independence at Home, we accept some insurances. We also have what's called private pay. And we also accept the waiver program that's through the state, federal government, and the PA lottery. They pull their money together. They give it to agencies like us, like My Independence at Home, and we give you free service if you qualify. 215-921-2277.
And I just want to say, Robin, again, it is always a pleasure working with you. And it is very hard to find women in leadership who empower other women. Mm-hmm. So I really do appreciate your initiative. I appreciate even today we had about 6 or 7 women call in just speaking highly of you and what you do in your mentorship. And it's an inspiration because it's very hard to find higher up women who will pull other women up with them. So we appreciate you for that.
Thank you very much.
And you have any last statements, half a minute?
I just say thank you to all of you. And remember, your pain definitely can create a platform for you to stand on to empower women and men and our children. I shine, you shine, we shine.
Thank you again, Robin, for coming on and giving us this inspiration. But again, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to the end of our show. And as always, we are blessed by the best and destined for success. It's up to us to do our best to make this world a better place for everyone. There's nothing to it but to do it. And once we do it,
ain't no stopping us now.
See you next week.